NATZZT listening on statewide one.
W6MET monitoring statewide one.
W6MET, NATZZT, good morning.
BZT, W6MET, same here as Mike, good morning. Just hoping somebody was out there listening. I'm roaming in a different direction than normal today, and I'm curious how far this radio is going to reach before I hit the edge of the repeater.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear on my end. I'm up here, I'm in between Petoskey and Indian River right now, heading to Indian River after my night job. I'm on the Hackleberg machine, which is the northernmost repeater in the system, so I hope I am coming through too. You're coming through a very, very good, loud and clear, very clear. What kind of radio are you running?
This is the VTech DMR6x2, cousin to the Anytone 878. I believe I'm coming in on the Mayville repeater at the moment, but I'm headed towards Sandusky, so it's probably going to bounce between there and maybe Cass City as I'm moving.
Is that the 6x2 or the 6x2 Pro?
Just the original 6x2.
Oh, I've always wanted to hear one of these things. I've got the 6x2 Pro. However, I'm on a mobile, or I'm on a Radiology DB25D mobile. And your 6x2 is sounding absolutely perfect.
Well, that's good to hear. So far, this is the only digital rig that I'm running. My next vehicle, I'm going to put something in that can do digital and analog as a mobile, and I'm floating between something like yours or maybe doing the Anytone 578, I think is the other one. But I haven't decided yet. I definitely like that roaming feature that it's got.
Yeah, I'm not really in an urban enough area to have roaming work. I've tried, I haven't set it up correctly on this mobile, but this mobile is a little bit wonky. The Anytone 578 would be a great choice, though. That's their big DMR mobile unit. And Bridgecom has got all kinds of kits, you know, packages for it. There's a Bluetooth remote and mic you can get for it that looks for all things like a radio, and that's like a $125 option, but it's kind of cool by the looks of it. And so that would be definitely a good choice for a DMR, and I'm probably going to go that route too eventually. Although I do want to get into some system fusion after a while. NAPZT.
NAPZT from W6MET. Yeah, I really like the option that they've got with those roaming things, especially the way that they've got this particular link system set up. Once I discovered how to program the roaming, I only have to put about half of the towers in because they duplicate so many of the frequencies from opposite ends of the state. So the roaming time is almost not noticeable, but you just keep bouncing tower to tower and nobody really notices. Sometimes on the edges it gets a little garbled here and there because, of course, it's an HD with, you know, a little 8-inch whip on it instead of a proper mobile, but it seems to function pretty well.
Well, if you're on a rubber duck, you're doing fantastic. I mean, you're loud and clear into the system. So that's with DMR and digital. Apparently, you don't really need a lot of output. 5 watts will do you. Though I'm on 20. I've got a small stub mag mount with kind of it's got a mini spring on it, and it's perfect for my car. My SUV is black. It's black. I have it mounted just forward of the thin antenna for the radio and satellite stuff, and it functions quite well. And the radio, the DB25D is a very nice radio for people on a budget. And once you get, you know, it doesn't program quite as easy as the Anytone. I think the Anytone set up better because you can get RT systems for the 6x2 and 6x2 Pro, and the DB25D doesn't have the RT system software available. Other variations of the radio has it, but they've hit a snag somewhere and it's not quite available yet.
Ah, okay. Here I thought the VTech software was a pain to learn. Once you know how to navigate through it and what order to put things in, it's not terrible, but that's part of that DMR learning curve. I've got a couple other DMR handhelds that I despise programming them. I use them only as backups because I hate having to change anything in them. They're mostly just for hotspot use or emergencies if this one should die on me.
And what were those radios again?
The primary one that I've got just for DMR work is the Radiodity GD73A fixed antenna hotspot radio. I want to say it does a maximum of 5 watts, and it charges off of a USB micro cable, not a USB-C, but it is a nightmare to program. Great compact little radio for your pocket, but I hate using it unless I have to.
Yeah, DMR programming can be a little bit daunting. It took me about a month to figure it out, and I've got an idea of what a code plug should look like, but I think some of the gimmies, so it's got a little bit more in it. I don't have anything with all the Brandmeister stuff in it. I would like at least one code plug with all the, at least all the North American stuff in it. But there's a lot of European stuff, too, although I don't know. I get on the Brandmeisters. We have a Brandmeister repeater up here. I get on there, and, 91 worldwide is, it's basically just like being on HF. If you want to make quick CQ calls and put them in your logbook, it's just like having an HF rig. Honestly, it's the same type of banter, so, it's pretty good. NAP is ET.
Yeah, when I first got into DMR, I was playing around with the idea and ended up going with a hotspot. So I'm using one of the TGIF hotspots at the house, but that one is actually set up with a DMR gateway. So with this particular radio, I've got it programmed. I can run Brandmeister or TGIF network just by changing the channel slightly, and it automatically updates the hotspot. And then had so much fun with that. I added a small one to the car. If I'm on a longer road trip and outside of known repeater range, I'll set that up to work off my phone, and that way I've still got a connection and can talk anywhere.
Roger on that. I don't have a hotspot yet. I have my eyes on an OpenSpot 4 Pro after a while, but they're about $300. So it's going to be a while before I can pick up that. And I have good repeater coverage in the area here for getting on, the main DMR digital stuff. We also have some C4FM stuff up here, and I want to eventually get a unit that will cover that. I don't know if I want to go mobile or handheld. It depends. But most of them couple with the analog stuff up here, too, so. And we have a major analog system up here called the IRA repeater system, but the link is really, really noisy. And it's a good link, and very active. There's a lot of good positive stuff going on it, too, with younger hams and a lot of nets. But the robustness of the link is just a little bit scratchy.
W6MET, you dropped out a little bit there at the end, but I think I caught most of it. I just stumbled across that repeater system up there. I was my in-laws have got property up there in Paradise, and likely going to be headed up that way this summer at some point. Wanted to find out what was around, and came across that one, but I've not been up that way in quite some time and have no experience with those links.
Oh, yeah, Paradise is beautiful up there. I haven't been up there in a long time. I am definitely going to make a pilgrimage to the Whitefish Point Shipwreck Museum this year. I was going to get up this year, but I never got around to it. Definitely someplace I am going to get up to this year. I haven't been up Port Tequamanon and Paradise and all that for a long time, since I was a child and I was camping up there with my folks. So time to renew some old location acquaintances. And yeah, I'm into some hills. There might be a little bit of dropout. N-A-T-Z-T.
N-A-T-Z-T, E-T. Not sure if I lost you there. I'm definitely roaming now, bouncing between repeaters, so I might be on the edge of coverage, but if I've lost you and you're still able to listen, appreciate you coming back to me. Safe travels this morning. Hope to hear from you again. W6MET, I'll be clear.
You're coming through loud and clear. I may have been in a dead area. And the name here is Steven, by the way, Steven.
Name here is Mike. Mike?
Excuse me, on one of these. I got my system set to promiscuous mode, so as long as I'm on a digital channel, I'll hear somebody on the digital side of things. Have yourself a safe trip.
KCKTO mobile monitoring. KCKTO mobile monitoring. Statewide 51.
KCAWJA on statewide.
KCAKGO mobile.
KCAKGO from KEATVB. How are you doing today?
I'm on my way home.
Headed home from work, or did you have something fun to do after work?
My way home from an ARPS meeting.
What kind of meeting was that?
Amateur Radio Public Service Corps.
Oh, very well. So what does the public Amateur Radio Public Service Corps do? I've never heard of that group.
Oh, give me one second. Let me get the other guy on analog, and he's one of the coordinators, and see if I can get him on 51.
Good copy. I'll be standing by. KE8-TBB.
All right, KPP-51. KKKJO-51. Hey, Wally. Got another guy on here. Sorry, I didn't get the call sign when I'm driving. I couldn't write it down. Oh, no, that's asking about ARPS. You got some insight on that, sir?
You mean what we were at tonight, ARPCS?
KE8-TBB monitoring. Hey, I didn't quite understand that last message.
Hey, Gabe. It's Wally. What's up?
Hey, Wally. I got my new base station plugged here in the basement with a temporary antenna. I'm hoping to get my permanent antenna up here at the end of the month. But your friend here was just telling me about the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and I was curious about what that group does.
They lend as a hand of communications and other things, whatever's needed, with the primary focus being on radio-type stuff. There's, like, all sorts of different chapters of it. You'll have to check and see if there's one up there by you, but ours is for, like, Macomb County. So, you know, so let's say if radios were to go down or they needed another observer or possibly a storm watch type thing, they've already got that stuff, you know, handled, but, you know, things of that nature. But it's kind of a more or less of a as-needed type communications group, a bunch of guys like my name, geeks like ourselves, that all get together and talk about a lot of radio and techie geeky stuff and help the community if and when called upon, that type of stuff.
Okay, so what's the biggest difference between that group and then, say, Aries and Aries?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's all the same, to be honest with you. Like, I know another one is... oh, shoot. Warren's got one. They call it CERT, or Emergency Response Team or something like that, Communications or Emergency Response Team or something like that. So I personally think they all kind of do the same thing. They just got different acronyms and different verbiages. So my guess is the same, unless somebody else wants to chime in and say that there's a difference.
Sounds like everyone who's listening is in agreement. No, that's still cool stuff. I thought about getting involved with that. I'm just never quite sure how they'd actually be utilized. Not to say I don't think they ever would be, but I just don't know how they would be. I've always been confused on which groups would do what, and then what kind of communications there would be. I've heard that, you know, this MI5 system has got a radio in the state EOC. I've heard of, but then I hear of analog systems being activated for other Skywarn-type things. I see there's, like, Foxconn talk groups, so I'm just never sure what the official, unofficial course of action is with that stuff.
Yeah, one thing I did learn tonight that the Skywarn thing, that's actually a National Weather Service function. They're the ones that call upon spotters. So when you hear, okay, and a spotter said, you know, they saw a funnel cloud in Bay City or what have you, you know, then it's, you would go to a weather training class or take some of them online from what I understand. And, you know, so your community, your town or county or something like that would have something of that nature. So that would, in my mind, I agree with you, for all hell to break out like that, it would have to be a pretty traumatic event. But, you know, look at California right now, for example. You know, that's a pretty traumatic event. So I'm sure that, you know, they're probably using a lot of backup communications over there right now.
No, you're right. In between California, which I did hear that one of those fires got really close to one of the peaks where a lot of the radio communications were at. But between California and then earlier in the year, you know, you can't forget about Tennessee, a lot of the cell towers being wiped out, and then county and state radio towers getting wiped out in the flooding. It's definitely a possibility. So when it comes to all the emergency type stuff, though, I've been kind of focusing on building out my fleet of Motorolas so that I can drop off, like, one radio and a spare battery, you know, per household that I want to get a radio to. So, like, say, my direct family, my in-laws, and a couple of friends. So I've been trying to build up, like, a cache, if you will, of radios.
Yeah, very good. That's a noble thing. Yeah, exactly. You know, and, yeah, you're right. You know, and sometimes people look at people like that, like alarmists and whatever. But, you know, if it ever did happen, you know, I mean, I don't know. 60, 70 years ago, I know that Chesterfield had a class 5 or whatever the Fuji scale 5 tornado run through it. You know, so something like that, I guess it is, you know, it is possible, it's not probable, and nobody ever wants to think about it, but, you know, I guess the event is there, and that would be like your time to shine, you know, like you could just say, here, use this, here, use this, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So, you know, or just, you know, tell them how to use their stuff to talk, you know, Simplex, and things of that nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, even if it's not a natural disaster, Verizon has gone down up here a couple of times, and there's been, you know, just due to technical difficulties and glitches, if you will. And then, of course, there was some kind of, like, hack attacks, I know, on cellular providers earlier in 2024. So there's all kinds of reasons that communications could go down. Not saying that Verizon being down dictates people can just use ham radio if they want to, but in case of an emergency, it's nice to have other options. So with that being said, there is another, I forget that there's the other station out there, so let's hand it back over to him real quick. KBB.
Yeah, I'm still here, KCKJO. Yeah, you guys are talking about the wildfires in California. There is, because I lived out there for some time. But they did protect it, but Mount Wilson Observatory is up there just above the Hollywood sign, and there is a large communications tower up there that handles their E911 system and a lot of the county radio communications and cellular. So them keeping the fires at bay there, they saved a very busy tower.
Yeah, so anyways, Gabe, yeah, just find something. They're all good. Get yourself involved. I mean, I've talked to you a lot. You've got the know-how and whatever to get involved with it, and just go for it. You know, start helping out, you know, in your community, especially with your know-how. And the nice thing about it is if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. You know, and then the same thing with the Skywarn stuff, you know. Take a couple of those classes during Skywarn. You know, when you're driving about, you go, you know, talk to National Weather Service, actually, and go, yeah, it's a twister.
Yeah, I've thought about doing the Skywarn classes. I mean, it's free. It doesn't take much time. And I do spend a decent amount of time out on the Saginaw Bay where the weather can get pretty rough pretty quickly. And, you know, I've got the VHF radio on the boat. However, it's nice to be able to contact NWS and get an alert out there, or have the Coast Guard be alerted to some weather, you know, going out on the bay, because it can get pretty deadly out there. So I've just thought about doing the NWS and the other stuff. It's just I'd have to see how it plays out in my county up here in Bay County.
I'll start heading around. You'll find it. Go ahead, Tom. I want to leave you out of the conversation.
No, you guys are perfectly fine. As soon as they start hearing you say, hey, it's so-and-so on. Hey, it's so-and-so. Is that Gabe, is it? Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Echo?
Affirmative, Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and the call sign is Kilo, Echo, 8, Papa, Bravo, Bravo.
Oh, I think we bumped a couple times on 51 when I was driving through that area. I'm going to be up in Saginaw tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Okay, yeah, you'll be real close to me. I'm only maybe 7 minutes from Saginaw. I can hop on Bay Road within a minute and fly to Saginaw. So that's pretty close to my neck of the woods. What are you going to be doing up here in Saginaw?
Taking care of the access system for Saginaw. That's what I do. I'm a access system specialist. So they called in reinforcements to go help them out with their system up there.
Did you say access systems? What's an access system?
You carry a door card for your office or for your work that has your picture on it, or you just shove it in your wallet, you put it up to a little reader on the wall, and it unlocks the door for you?
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense now. Yeah, no, that's good stuff, yeah. I thought about doing some type of, like, RFID thing for my house, so I can just have it on my keychain, and then when I walk up close to the door, it unlocks the deadbolt, but I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet.
Let me see if I got it. I'm sure John probably knows this, but, you know, the Consumer Electronics Show was just recently, and I saw the new device that's coming out. It's like your iPhone. It recognizes your face. So if it recognizes your face, it will unlock your door. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know, so you don't even need the card. It's like when you look at your phone, it unlocks. Well, if you look at your house doorbell, and it's going to unlock your door. So have you seen that technology yet, Tom?
Not yet, but probably after Apple was a manufacturer.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, no, that's cool stuff. I do have a video doorbell through Reolink. I've got a bunch of security cameras in my house, all hardwired in with Ethernet cable, and they've been pretty reliable. The only thing that's been stopping me on like a smart lock is I know you can always pick a lock. However, it seems like a lot of crime nowadays. People are using devices such as like a HackRF, and I'm like, I don't know what's more likely, someone to pick my lock or someone to hack my lock. So that's why I've been kind of reluctant to do anything from a code to RFID to facial recognition.
Facial recognition is biometrics. It's the same thing as a handprint or a fingerprint. That's a biometrics integration. And the type of doorbell you have, you can probably integrate a wireless door lock that made by ASAPOY or Schlage, which is an ASAPOY company, and RFID, want to go with the RS-230 or RS-45 type readers, Ethernet readers. There's a whole bunch of new technology out there, 128-bit, 256-bit encryption on the data lines, but yeah, something. And facial recognition unlocks your door, my wireless door handle.
I'll probably look into it pretty heavily, especially if you're telling me. So just me being abundantly cautious. So as long as it's got a low chance of being hacked and then there's a backup physical key I can always use in case my phone's dead or I don't even have an Alexa or a Google or anything like that.
Every house, and I don't care what kind of house you got, they're basically nothing. Go ahead, Keith.
I guess I'll take that one over. No, I have none of that technology on my current house, but I've installed my own Berg systems, and I had to, it was all wireless kind of thing. But, yeah, it's out there. It all depends on how much you want to spend and how great you want it to be. Sure, you can get a Home Depot system or something from Lowe's or Menards, but it's only as good as the price that you pay. So do your research before you start buying the stuff, you know, at the big box stores. Best thing to do is get a hold of your local security integrator, and they will have the latest and greatest technology to put on your house. Don't go with the big boys. Big Blue, no. But the larger ones that see on TV, don't. Stick with your local dealers.
Better customer service, better products, better price.
There you go, John. Commercial for you.
Well, the only thing is I work for one of the largest security integrators in the world. And I can't say who I am because it's on the radio. But I'm just saying that if I personally was to get a system installed at my house, I would buy local, support local.
Good, good.
Local is just about everything I do, whether it's automotive stuff. When I buy my lawnmowers and my chainsaws, I don't go to the big box stores. Milwaukee Tools, I go mom-and-pop shops. So, and then I actually had some radio work done at the mom-and-pop radio shop up here in Bay City at Anderson Radio. So, yeah, I'll definitely heed that that advice. I like trying to keep the money in the local economy like that. I'll spend some money on Home Depot once in a while, but only when it really makes sense.
Very good. Okay, gentlemen, I am on my final approach. I'm in my subdivision, so I'm going to say 73, hand it off. Gabe, I'll talk to you soon. Your radio sounds absolutely fantastic. And Tom, your radio sounds good too. And we shall all chat later. I'm going to say 73 to all, and to all a good night. I'm going to hand it off to Tom, N8KPP.
73, Wally. Have a good evening. Yeah, I'm wanting to lower the voice, keep the mic away. Like I said, being an announcer is kind of hard. I'm used to broadcasting my voice over a crowd. And, I'm still, just to give you an idea, I'm in Lenox Township right now, so I'm still hitting Mount Clemens. KCK, Joe Friday. Go ahead, Gabe.
All right, 73 and 8 KPP. And, that Mount Clemens repeater sounds like a pretty good machine. The Bay City one up here is pretty good, as well. The administrators of the MI5 system have done a pretty good job on most of these repeater installs. I'd like to know how high. I'm curious on a UHF system, how many watts they're putting out and what the line loss, you know, that power out of the antenna is not everything, but I am curious how it all comes into play. Got a long day at work tomorrow to finish. Good talking with you, and I'll keep you informed on what kind of lot system I'm going
to put out. Drop a message somewhere. Well, 73 to you. I got about another 15-minute drive here up to Memphis through Lenox Township. So 73 to you. KEA. Oh, BPP, I think I'm